For months now, Chileans have protested social inequality. These demonstrations are meant to change the country's politics. But as NPR's Philip Reeves reports, they have also changed one of the capital's great squares.
There's a battle that happens here once a week, around sunset. It's beginning right now. Youths wearing goggles and masks are milling around the streets. Some hurl rocks at the police. The police respond with tear gas and water cannon. Skirmishes like this happen here pretty much every Friday. We're in Plaza Italia in the middle of Santiago. This is the city's traditional gathering point for rallies or to celebrate soccer triumphs. It's now become the main arena for the confrontation between Chileans and the state. Passing motorists toot their horns in support of the protests. Francisca Chocolaf is watching from the sidewalk. She's here to protest peacefully. Chocolaf's a single mom, struggling to raise two small kids on a tiny salary. She comes to the plaza because she says, this is our place, where we can all raise our voice against injustice. Plaza Italia is large and oval-shaped. There's a bronze statue in the middle of a 19th century Chilean general on a horse. It's now covered from head to hoof with brilliantly coloured graffiti. Walls all over this part of town are ablaze with murals and protest slogans. There are paintings of eyes weeping blood, a reference to hundreds of eye injuries inflicted by police weapons.
These messages are saying, resist, resistance, we have to resist.
Piotr Kosak is a social activist and journalist who's lived in Chile for decades. He takes part in peaceful protests here. Kosak says many people have renamed the plaza Plaza de la Dignidad, or Dignity Plaza, because
we want to be treated with dignity. We want our parents to have a pension that they can live on. We want to be able to go to hospital and get properly treated and not have to wait hours and hours and hours.
Some Chileans disagree with that name, Dignity, because of the widespread damage these protests have caused. They prefer Plaza of Shame.
There is violence, but not only violence. There's been a lot of civic activity. People are talking politics that have never spoken about politics in their lives. There's a lot of artistic activity taking place in protest.
That includes this, a show by Los Bunkers, one of Chile's most celebrated rock bands.
I would say there was upwards of 50,000 people around the square or more singing along with the songs.
You don't need to be here to see what's happening. On a building overlooking the plaza, there's a camera feeding live footage to a YouTube channel. Veronica Munoz Bunster, a pensioner, lives close by and tunes in before venturing out of her apartment.
In night, not in the morning. The morning is peaceful.
It must be hard for you living in this area.
Oh, yes. It's life and death going on in the streets in night. People that nothing to do with politics rob the stores, so there's everything going on.
Despite this lawlessness, Bunster believes the protests in the plaza are not just changing her neighborhood, they're changing her country too.
I think that this is more profound, more deep than we think.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Santiago.